Good morning. Today's learning is sponsored by Mr. Craig Simon and his wife, as a schluss for a continued refuah shleima for Miriam Shifra Bas Bela, Chaim Usher ben Malcolm Mendel, Avram Lev ben Miriam Shifra, and Michal ben Bela. They shall be zeichet to have refuah shleima. The Chayyadim continues. We're learning Chayyadim Klal Nun, and we're looking at Simon Chaf Aleph. So the Chayyadim deals with the question: the person makes an alamichya. So, alamichya is something which is, let's say, pasta. It's flour and water. So it's a kazayas of flour and water together. So he says alamichya. So some things which are bread like possible bekistin. If it's just flour and water, you're making a bracha of hamotzi. So where's the scenario you're making a bracha mazonis? There's other ingredients. There's other ingredients. So how do we calculate the bracha of the alamichya on the kalkola? Is you need a kazayis to say alamichya on the kalkola. The michya on the kalkola part of it is the flour and the water, the dough. But how do the other ingredients play a role? Do we calculate the kazayis, including the other ingredients, or not? So Chayyadim says, Af agav. So we're going to explain later on that these items you make a mezonos, and we don't care about the ratio. So the Gemara tells me that there's a rule called sheyesh bo mechemeshes mini dogan. If it has in it, as if, even if it's the roiv is other items, the mazonis is the ikur, and we make a bracha of the mazonis. So a person eats a cake, and there's a lot of sugar and oil and spices, etc. And so, you know what? The brownies has very little flour and has much more of the other items in it. So what's the bracha on that mazonis? There's other ingredients. No problem. The main thing is it has mazonis in it. Mazonis is the ikur. Even if it's in the minority, if the mazonis is there just to act as a binding agent, so then you're not using the mazonis as for a primary function. So then we do not make the bracha based on the content of the flour and the water. But if the it's there for the purposes of flavor or for sustenance. It's right. It's not just there to give it body or to bind it. So then the bracha is mezonos. So that's a bracha mishana. But a bracha achrona. Now this klal is dealing with bracha achrona. Abu brachas alamichya hoy roil hakmer alin ken yesh boy boy semaycha kol kach shiur kol kazais kemach b'dei achilas pras. Even kazais, there's not a kazais of the flour and the water. You should not say alamichya. So when you say alamichya, well, there is a certain amount of flour and water in there. So if the amount of flour and water compared to the other ingredients is a kazayis b'dei achilas pras. So let's assume for a moment that a pras is 8 times the size of a kazayis. So if I have a recipe and it's 1/8 flour and water, and 7/8 other ingredients, so there's a kazayis b'dei achilas pras. So we mix it up well. We bake the cake, whatever it is, and we say, you know, in this cake, in a pras worth of this cake, in four bayim worth of this cake, if you would take out that amount, you would find a kazayis of the flour. And Rashi says the water goes together with the flour. At least the amount of water which is necessary to make a thick dough. Any water which is beyond that changes the consistency of the dough. That's like extra water. That's not necessary. So that would not be counted for this purpose. So if the total recipe was eight cups of ingredients, so 1 cup of flour is 1/8. Of the ingredients, even a little less than 1 cup, because you can use some of the water towards the calculation of making the dough of the flour. So if the ratio is 1/8, so in this it's possible to eat one pras worth in the time it takes to eat a pras. You eat a pras in the time it takes to eat a pras, right? You'll have a kazayas. So we know, we said before that for the bichai and brocha chorna, you have to consume the food that you're making brocha chorna in the right time frame. The time frame is kedachilas pras. So we hear, that's talking about eating one kazayas, spread out over a period of time. Here we're talking about eating the whole pras in the time it takes to eat a pras. And by doing so, you'll have a kazayas of mazonis in there. So that's when you say alamichu. That would be the correct thing to do. However, people tend to not be makban on this, and they ignore this issue. And they say, alamichya on a kazayas of cake. Person, I ate a kazayas of cake, I make alamichya. In a kazayas of cake, there isn't a kazayas of dogon. So how do you say an alamichya? Well, there's one to be said that you can say alamichya in that situation. And the best of Shem, in the next year, we will clarify some of the logic behind this, etc. Need some explanation. But meanwhile, have a good day.